Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. A massive new bridge is rising over the St. Lawrence River this side of Montreal. Construction on the new Champlain Bridge began almost 2 years ago. When finished, the bridge will accommodate 6 lanes of traffic, a commuter rail system, and a bike path. Whether the bridge will be finished by a December 2018 deadline is the subject of some concern by both the builders and government officials. Here to give us an update on the bridge and the challenges to completing it on time and on budget is Montreal Gazette transportation reporter Jason Magder. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
So this is a massive project. How far along is it right now?
Well, Jane, I think it's about 60% completed at this point. And there's a year and a bit to go, so they're going to have quite a bit of a crunch between now and the deadline of December 1st, 2018.
What will that actually take to complete it? It sounds like they already have crews working 6 days a week, 20 hours a day. Is there a chance that they will miss that deadline?
They've run into a few problems in the last 3 years since they started building this massive project. I think it's the biggest infrastructure project in Canada going on right now. And one of them was they can't transport the huge heavy materials on the old Champlain Bridge that this bridge is replacing because there are now new weight restrictions on it. So that has slowed down the project a lot because they've had to bring a lot of the materials in by boat, and there's a heavy current, so there's a special barge that's on a winch that's pulled through the current, and one of those barges has actually even sunk, so that caused even more of a delay. And since this is Quebec, we also had a few labor problems, so there were strikes, two different strikes that this group also had to deal with, which further delayed the project.
So the builders behind this, the name of the consortium is Signature on the St. Lawrence, and my understanding is that it's a public-private partnership, and the way the contract has been written is that Signature on the St. Lawrence is expected to pay for any cost overruns that could have been avoidable, that were essentially their fault. And in addition to that, they're going to have to pay massively, $100,000 per day, if they go over the time limit after December 1st of 2018, and $400,000 a day if it's more than a week late. And so is this part of what the lawsuit is about, them saying, look, this barge situation, the inability to transport equipment over the old bridge is a delay, but it's not our fault?
Well, that's essentially it. The final tally is probably going to take several years and many lawsuits to figure out. But yes, the Signature on the St. Lawrence, a group which includes Montreal's own SNC-Lavalin, is in the process of suing the federal government to try to recoup some of this money and make sure that they're not held responsible for the delay that bringing all this material to the bridge has caused. Outside of all that, though, the group is saying that they will actually deliver their project by the December 1st deadline, and they've increased the number of workers from about 600 to 800 and increased the workday to 20 hours, and it's now 6 days a week. Without any of those measures, they would be about 6 months behind. So they're hoping that all of these measures will help them catch up the time that they lost, which is about, as I said, 6 months.
Yeah, and then the question is who pays for all of this, right?
That will be the question for lawyers to figure out, lawyers and judges to figure out well after the bridge is already completed, I'm sure.
The total budget for the bridge is more than $4 billion. It's going to be a massive bridge, I think one of the widest in the world. And as I said, it has a bike lane and light rail transportation as well as cars. It sounds like a beautiful project. Do you have a vision of it in your head, what this is, the wow factor of this bridge?
To give your listeners an idea, picture the visitors to Montreal will know the Montreal's iconic Olympic Stadium, mm-hmm. which is the tallest leaning tower in the world. The massive posts at the top, at the highest point of the bridge, are going to be that height. So that gives you an idea of how massive a project we're talking about. And I was lucky enough to actually be on the ground at the work site to see this come together. I've been there 3 years in a row now, and it's astounding the progress they've made over all that time, obviously.
Remind us, though, why a new bridge is needed. What's the state of the old Champlain Bridge?
So the old Champlain Bridge is It's crumbling a little earlier than its time, probably because of bad design. In the 60s, it was built, and at that time they weren't using road salt on many of the highways in the province. So the bridge was never built to withstand the corrosion that salt and water can actually do to road surfaces and steel structures. So they didn't actually build it with any drainage. And because of that, all the water and salt just dripped over the side, and over about 30 years just corroded all the beams underneath the existing bridge. And I got to actually see the massive reconstruction project that's going on. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars just to keep it standing until the new bridge can be completed on time. So, if the bridge is late, it's going to cost us another few hundred million dollars to do even more shoring up of the actual bridge.
Right, because hasn't the government asked for an estimate of how much it would actually cost and what it would take to keep the old bridge open for an extra 2 years?
That's right. The Minister of Infrastructure has asked the federal body that's in charge of maintaining that bridge to come up with a plan to keep it running for an additional 2 years, just in case, as a contingency. And that plan has been prepared and is ready to go as soon as they figure out if they're late or not. And that would cost between $200 and $250 million, depending on whether they need it to be extended, the life to be extended for a year or 2 years.
You know, as somebody who occasionally drives over the bridge, I always think about it when I'm going by, not just looking at the construction, but also thinking about this bridge that everybody has said is in terrible shape. But, you know, there are daily commuters, there are daily buses. Are people in Montreal worried about the state of the old bridge?
Yes, people definitely talk about the advanced state of decay of the Chablais Bridge. The Chablais Bridge is actually quite unique because if left without any traffic at all, it will crumble under its own weight. It's an 80, they call it an 80% dead load,
which means
the bridge is crumbling under itself, essentially. Yeah. Only 20% of the load that it carries is the traffic load.
Wow, that's kind of crazy to think about. Maybe I'll take a detour next time.
I've actually met some of the engineers, and they've assured me it's safe, and I've seen them doing the work. I've actually spoken with some of the people who have been doing the work, and they said this the supervision by the government, through the Crown Corporation, is actually excellent. They place high confidence in those engineers.
So as of right now, then, it's sort of status quo. The work is ongoing. We'll see where the lawsuit shakes out. Signature on the St. Lawrence says it still thinks it's on target to meet that December 1, 2018 deadline, and work progresses, right? So no news in this case. It's sort of good news.
Well, that's it for now. but it is just fascinating to watch and see how this project is coming together. I mean, they have these massive blocks that they have to place within 1 inch of GPS coordinates that they figured out under the sea in, like, this strong current. The tasks that are facing this group are extraordinary.
That's Jason Magder, transportation reporter for the Montreal Gazette. One additional note, after much debate, tolls, it's been decided, are not going to be charged on the new Champlain Bridge. That had been a big topic of discussion as this bridge was being thought about.